You're About to Rock. That's Pat Benatar. Love is a Battlefield. And here we are. It's about 19 and a half minutes after the 7 o'clock hour on your Mountain Rock Q94. The morning adventure's continuing, but we're going to pause for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort right off Fout Road in Gamalia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful Thursday morning?
I am splendid. I mean, if I was any better, I'd be naked on a roof. I know, yeah, you know. Cops would be called. Breaking news. Gary Lee naked on top of a roof with a coffee mug.
Morning. I'm out in a rock coffee mug.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We've got some warmer weather, and how's the fishing been?
Well, it's been depending on who you talk to. It's been a rough week with that cold front we had come through the other night, shut things off. Some of that rain and muddy water turned things off. Some guys are still catching fish. I had two guys I talked to just yesterday said that.
Yeah.
They were out there working all day, and they said they didn't catch anything. Another guy was out there for 3 hours, caught 6 crappie, 4 white bass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and there's certain areas right now that have been really hot, and some guys, they fish that area and coming up empty, and some are, so I don't know, a little bit of muddy water. I know the lake's up. We're at 564 and some change. Water temperature, mid to upper 50s. I even heard 160 degrees. But, yeah, it's that time of year. The fishing should be really good. I just switch up some baits, try some different things. If certain things aren't working, try a different approach. If you're jigging, maybe a little lighter touch, and, you know, just a couple things. You got to mix it up.
Yeah, well, you know, chasing the shad, and it's crazy, you know. I mean, what I'm hearing is we're really teetering on that change where it really shifts, you know, because it'll be really good fishing, and then it kind of hits a little lull, and then it just explodes.
Yeah, and a lot of the crappie are starting, the water temperature getting upper 50s, low 60s. They'll start moving to the bank to spawn, you know. That's right around the corner. I'm sure with the warmer temperatures I saw for the next 5 days, the lake's going to warm up, so we're going to have that going on. Striper, hybrid, and whites are still biting, but it's hit and miss, you know. I had a couple that went out the other day, and they caught their limit in like 3 hours, three apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out the next day, found the fish with their live scope, did all the same stuff, same bait, live bait, and had one on, that was it. So, you know, that's fishing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's fishing, but it's springtime fishing. It's going to take off. It's good. It's not going to be perfect every day by any means, but yeah.
Well, it's going to take off, and that topwater bite. We're not far from that topwater bite.
No, that's right around the corner, and the reason why I say that is because some of these stripers and hybrids and white bass being caught are in 12 feet of water.
Yeah, so they're it's getting close.
Or I say 12, suspended at 12 feet. They've been 35, 40 feet of water, but suspended up at 12.
Yeah. Well, that, it's going to be here before we know it, and I can't wait. It's so much fun to get out there when it's you know, when they're starting those stripers are hitting top, and, you know, throwing the spooks, the whopper ploppers, hula poppers, just whatever you can get out there. Redfins, broken tail redfins, my favorite. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's just right around the corner. That's just, here we go. We'll be talking about that in a week or two.
Yeah, for sure. So, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-867-5277. our Facebook page. Great way to drop us a line, leave us a message, check out some pictures. Of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com, or stop in if you're in the area and say hi.
Right on. Well, Gary, we do appreciate it, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary.